to recruit more judges from different backgrounds.
A refusal to get the COVID-19 vaccination has cost basketball player Ty Webster his spot on the New Zealand Breakers roster for the upcoming Australian National Basketball League season. The club announced today they'd parted ways with the 26-year-old by mutual consent. Felicity Reid has more.
The point guard's stance on the COVID-19 jab made Ty Webster's place on the team he was signed to for the next two seasons untenable, according to New Zealand Breakers chief executive and owner Matt Walsh.
We're living in extraordinary times. He's made the decision that he doesn't want to get the vaccine for personal reasons, and we respect that totally. We'll keep the door open for him to return in the future, and in the meantime, we're going to have to move on without him.
Webster's older brother Corey had also left the club by mutual consent earlier this year to play in Egypt. Corey had spoken out on social media about his stance on vaccinations and his desire to know more about the vaccine. Walsh says it's not club policy for players to be vaccinated, but they are following the lead of the government on both sides of the Tasman. The NBL has teams based in most states, and Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has ruled out interstate travel until vaccination levels reach 80%, with the state on track for 70% by October 26th. Walsh says this impacts on the Breakers.
I don't think that the NBL or the club is going to have to take a stance, because I think it's going to be pretty cut and dry from what we're hearing. There's going to be very little travel permitted and sport permitted to be played for people who are unvaccinated. So at the end of the day, I'm a big believer in people's freedom of choice. Our guys are going to have to decide, you know, this is their livelihood. If they want to play professional basketball, you're going to have to be vaccinated. Unless there's, you know, a major health issue, I think that's what's probably going to play out, because I think the governments are going to dictate that you're going to need to be vaccinated for freedom of travel. And, you know, I don't think we're going to have to set anything a hard line, because I think it's going to be done by the government.
The NBL has been delayed by 1 month to start November 18th, a decision league organisers made to try and get more fans in the stands. The 10-team competition is already dealing with cases of COVID-19 among the playing ranks. A Sydney Kings player tested positive for the virus 2 weeks ago, which shut down the club's pre-season training, while all players and staff self-isolated. Further cases were identified within the club in the past week. Other basketball leagues around the world are also grappling with vaccinating players. The rules released by the high-profile NBA could cause division between players in the American competition who are vaccinated and those who aren't. Players for the New York Knicks, Brooklyn Nets and Golden State Warriors will all be required to be fully vaccinated to play in home games, in accordance with New York City and San Francisco's vaccine mandate. All NBA teams will likely have to arrange seating during travel, meals, meetings and in locker rooms to ensure that players who are not fully vaccinated are not seated directly next to another player. According to reports, approximately 85% of the players in the 30-team NBA are fully vaccinated.
So much feedback from you all on MIQ and who should get spots and who shouldn't. This